now, remaining in your tube of protective white light. Focus for a few moments on your breathing. And just let yourself go into your breathing, into your breath, into the center of yourself. Just focusing on letting go, becoming more and more centered within yourself as you take a deep breath in now, breathing in the light. Hold it for a few seconds. And exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. And you take another deep breath in, breathing in the light. And exhale out in darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and your chakra centers. Those wheels of force, wheels of energy within your etheric body. Just focus on the alignment of those chakra centers now. As you visualize all of the 9 chakra centers that have become reactivated within all of you. And as you focus on the Earth Star chakra just below your feet, that has become reactivated. See that as a deep earth brown color with perhaps red specks in it or gold. And moving up at the base of your spine, red, beautiful, bright red color. And then moving up, orange, into the solar plexus area, bright, bright yellow. And the heart center, deep blue green. And just above your heart center, the high heart center, which has become reactivated in all of the light working community, and even some beyond that, magenta. And it's the throat area, sky blue. The third eye center in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. The crown chakra, gold or violet or silver at the top of the head. And then finally, the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, if you take all of the colors and bring them up to the highest intensity you can possibly get, the highest vibrational frequency you can feel or visualize, it's bright, bright red, yellow, bright yellow as the sun, etc. Raise the intensity of those colors, thereby raising the vibrational frequency within your chakra centers as well. And as you raise the vibrational frequency within all of the chakra centers, see them all combining now, all of the colors coming together and forming the pure, brilliant white, the white of the soul star chakra, and all coming together as one. So as you're looking at the 9 chakra centers and those wheels of force, and their respective colors in alignment up the spinal cord, see them all forming now into one in the soul star chakra. And the soul star chakra now becoming your light body, the body, and you and your conscious knowing self feel the connection now between your light body in the soul star chakra and now your heart center as well. The connection between the two. An energy flowing between your heart center and your soul star chakra. Truly now, the heart-mind connection coming together as one, being one. You are one, and your conscious knowing self now in that light body in your soul star chakra. Just feel yourself moving up now, moving up from within that soul star chakra, within your light body. Feel yourself rising up, right up, moving up beyond the body. Feel yourself rising, rising, rising. Leaving the physical body behind. So know now that you've gone from earlier times, exiting out from your physical body into the astral world through your third chakra. And then moving from there, we have taken you to move out through your third eye. And now you are moving up within your light body, that has become awake, activated once again. The more real it becomes for you. So just let it be what it is and let yourself rise up further and further, leaving your physical body behind. As you rise up through the clouds, through the sky, all the way up until you move beyond the Earth's atmosphere, and become aware of all of the ships and the planets of the solar system, and beyond that, from galaxy to galaxy to galaxy, all the way to the central sun of the universe. And the central sun of the universe, see the vibration in that central sun of the source of all beings here in this universe. Feel the vibration, feel the energy coming from this great central sun of the universe, from the great central source, and the energy flowing down in wave after wave after wave, just as it has been coming down to the earth for quite some time now, and is becoming more and more, increasing in momentum, increasing in energy, increasing more and more energy flowing down through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies to the central sun of this galaxy. But now see the central sun of this galaxy as it's taking this energy in, these waves of energy, and see the central sun of this galaxy expanding and growing, becoming stronger and stronger, more and more powerful energy shooting out in all directions. And just as your soul star chakra shoots out energy, white light in all directions, see now the central sun of the galaxy doing the same. And to the central sun of this solar system, and the central sun of this solar system, see it exploding now, exploding in white light. White light now shooting out in all directions as well. And as if it is exploding, not literally exploding, but expanding, exploding in expansion. And that white light now shooting down to the earth and striking the earth in many different waves, but a final wave, see that final wave from the explosion of the sun of this solar system. See the explosion of light here on the planet, and light spreading everywhere across the planet, connecting with all of the sacred spaces across the planet, all of those ley line connections that you've heard so much about, that had been taken over by the dark forces, but now are becoming more and more and more light filled, and see light spreading everywhere, connecting to these sacred spaces, connecting to the crystalline, connecting to the Christ consciousness grid and the crystalline grid. See it all connecting everywhere across the planet, connecting to these great spaces. And light spreading, energy spreading. However it is that you would see it, just let it be what it is. There is no right or wrong here. There just is, as you express it. But now, as you look from your vantage point, whether it is from above the earth now, or if you are back on the earth, however it is, see the great central sun that is expanding beyond the dimension, beyond the third dimension now, the one that is coming into view more and more to those who are ready to see, those who have the eyes to see, where they see this second sun, the second sun, the coming of the Christ consciousness to the earth. And this second sun now being visible to all of those that are ready to see it, and even beyond that, as the great shining sky that has been foretold for eons of time. And as a result of this, as a result of this great expansion of this sun, the sun beyond the sun or behind the sun, where the two suns now are visible. See this, and see people everywhere noticing this great sign now. Even those that did not have the eyes to see now do have the eyes to see, because it is no longer third dimensional expression. You have moved beyond that into the fourth dimension, and even beyond into the fifth dimension, and some beyond that. To feel the expression of oneness that comes over everyone, and that blissful feeling that from the moment you have had these glimpses in the past, a brief feeling of this bliss, but now the bliss comes over you and comes over your fellow man and woman everywhere, and even the animals and the plants. Feel this energy, feel this love expressed in oneness. You feel it, experience it, and even more importantly, you be it. For you are the source, you are the universal source. You are one with this source, one with the universe. Universal expression is you, and you are the universal expression. Now, as you begin to return back to your physical form, bring this love, this expression, this blissful feeling, bring it back into your physical form. Feel it as you move back in, coming back down in through the top of your head once again, bringing your light body back in as your soul star chakra, coming back in through your crown chakra. Feel yourself moving down through your body, yourself, your conscious knowing self, reanimating your physical body again. And the light, the energy, the expression of oneness, feel just flowing down through your body, and then when it reaches your earth star chakra, feel it coming back up again throughout your body, out your feet, your toes, your calves, ankles, knees, thighs, all the way up your upper body, out through your arms, your hands, your fingers, flowing back up to your neck, your face, your head. Feel light and energy and oneness just flowing freely up and down, up and down. With no blockages, only light, only energy moving. Now come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed within your physical form. And know that you are not your physical form. Your physical form is but an expression that you are using at this time. A vehicle of expression. And I am Archangel Michael. And I am with you at this time to bring you news, to bring you further understanding, to bring you the truth of who you are, what you are here for. For you have been hearing this for some time, that you are the chosen one. And yes, we know that some of you don't like that term, but indeed you are the chosen ones. You are the light workers, the light warriors, my warriors. You are here to perform missions, to spread the light everywhere. We cannot do it but through you. And in an earlier timeline, one that those of the dark forces have known for some time, which keeps them going, because in that timeline, they won. And that is what their expression continues to move forward to, thinking that they had won. But more and more, they are coming to the realization that they have not won, that the timeline has shifted. And it has shifted because those of you and those of your brothers and sisters have come back from times ahead, from your future, if you will, have come back and have altered the timeline, have altered it so that it would be the timeline that you all came here for, that you are all expressing, that you are bringing into fruition, into creation. It is your creation, that this timeline that you are on now, that you have created and that you are moving along now, is the one that had been foretold for quite some time. But there were two foretellings. There were those for the dark forces that they had followed, and there are those for the forces of light that you all came here to bring into expression. And I can tell you now with complete certainty, the complete truth, that the timeline has been altered. It has been altered to bring about the creation, or to bring about the golden age that you are creating. And as you have heard many times, nothing now can stop this. So even though those of the forces of the continue to move along and bring about what they think is their creation, it is not. It is not to be allowed. For the great central source of this universe has decreed that it shall not be allowed, that the experiment is at an end. And even though you may still see some of those remnants of the darkness continuing on, they are more and more fading into non-existence. So continue to trust. Trust the plan. Trust in yourselves, the creator selves that you are. Because that is what is righting the ship. You all have the power within you, the power that comes from the great central sun of this universe, from the source that is within all of you, the power that you can wield with my sword of truth. And that sword of truth is doing exactly that as you each wield it, as you each hold it in front of you. And you swing it about yourself first, and then to others, so that they might know the truth, that they might understand and reawaken once again themselves. And many, many across the planet are doing exactly that. They are reawakening now, just as you all have. It is now, and now is the moment. The moment that you have been waiting for, working toward, for many thousands of years. Many of you have been working at this. Many, many lifetimes you have been working at this. Coming to this point in the expression of the universe, as the universe continues to expand more and more through you, through each and every one of you. You are that expansion, and the expansion is increasing and growing and moving from the third dimensional experience and expression into the fourth. You are all in the fourth dimension now. You are no longer in the third dimension. Do not think of yourselves in that third dimension anymore. Do not even announce it or even think those thoughts. For the third dimension is not for you. It is for those that continue to hold in their sleep, that continue to not want the light. That is for them, and they will find that expression of a continued third dimension. And those of the forces of darkness will find other than that. They will find themselves falling back even further. As you have heard several times now, they will be consumed by the light, as they will not turn to the light. But because of who you are and the expression of what you bring here to this planet, to this experience, it is because of you that so many more across the planet are in that awakening stage right now in this moment. And events are coming, events that will catapult the momentum that is moving closer and closer to that finish line that Sananda is so famous for speaking of. I only say now, in closing, continue to trust. Trust in yourselves. Trust in the universal plan. And continue to be those watchers, those ones that watch from afar, but yet, whenever the moment arises, you are the ones that spring into action and bring your truth forward. And there are many now that are clamoring for that truth. They are clamoring to reach into the light. And even some of those that hold on to the darkness even some of they will reach to the light as well. I am Archangel Michael, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, that you would continue to be the warriors of light that you are. Greetings to one of the swords here, Shafanis is here, and what a message was that from Archangel Michael, bringing his power to this group, bringing his power to those who would read these words or listen to them after. Know that even though those that read or listen to these after were not here present in this moment, the energy carries on, his energy carries on. And his light of truth moves through all of you that are ready to take this energy, take this truth, this light, and spread it everywhere. For that is what you came here for. That is how you are the warriors of light. We are ready now for your questions, if you have them. You can unmute your phones, and Shoshana is standing by and ready and willing to bring her special understanding and way of bringing these truths forward to all of you. Bringing a different point of view, we will say here, even from those of us that speak to you as the one who serves.
I have a question.
Yes.
I was talking about a dream I had with Trump and the special feeling that he was focused right on me. And I was just wondering if that had something to do with the Christ energy, because I couldn't really relate it necessarily to Trump, but it was so very positive and wonderful.
We can tell you that you are on the right track, certainly, for the Christ energy is coming in rapidly across the planet, more and more, as the Christ consciousness grid or the crystalline grid continues to be reconnected, we will say, in many places across the planet, connecting with those sacred spaces as we have been doing with you in your guided meditation each week here. So certainly that is the case, but also that of the one that you are speaking of the President Trump, and the connection, not that you yourself personally have with this one, but you as a collective you have with this one. And this one is coming back. This one is nearing a return here, and a return that must happen in order to fulfill this part of the plan. We cannot give more understanding or information on that at this point. Perhaps Shoshana can give a different perspective here, but that is all we can
say. We will share, and as we understand the question, we will share. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Yes, the answer is yes. The energy was focused directly on you as you had the experience, and you have been longing for this. Namaste.
Very good.
Namaste.
Would there be other questions here? No further questions?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
did somebody else go?
Please?
Did somebody else say something? Okay, this is Lorelai. Okay, all right. I'll ask mine. So we were having a discussion about this, and I wanted to ask you guys. I feel very close to Mer people, and even Sirens. I think that Mer and Siren are the same, and that there was a big disinformation campaign to make them look like they had any negativity. But this other person was saying that she heard that mermaids have no souls, they're elementals with no souls, And that doesn't jive really so much with what I seem to remember, but maybe there are dark mermaids, but I didn't think so. So are there dark mermaids or sirens? Are mermaids and the sirens the same thing? Are there any dark mermaids and sirens, or was it all a big disinformation campaign to keep us away from the light?
They will tell you that there is great much disinformation campaign that has been going on for quite some time. And there are those expressions, as you know, of the mermaids and mermen and all of this, as well as much of the elemental kingdom that has been given a wrong name here, we will say, including your dragons and all of these mythical creatures. Not so mythical, actually, though, for there is so much reality to all of this. Much of those expressions have just simply moved on into a different dimension, so that those that do not have eyes to see cannot see them or hear them, you see. So there is certainly the understanding, as you have here, that there are those that are not quite so much of the light as well, just as in any expression. But mostly those expressions you are speaking of are certainly of the light and are willing and ready to return to your understanding, to be there with you once again and connect with you at a more physical level, although not physical as you understand it here now in your physical forms. Because as you know, your physical forms are in process of changing as well. Okay, so that you can be able to hold the light within you much more than you can now. For in the higher dimensional frequencies, your physical body would not be able to survive in that as it is now. But it is changing. Shoshana,
yes.
You have more perspective.
We have a perspective here. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, these beings that have the name of the sea sewn in their name are magnificent beings. They are of the light. They are part of the soul record. And we can share further. We wish to share further, even though the information that we will give is really not allowed, but we will give it because we wish to give it, and we will suffer the consequences of the karma, or Joanna will, but we will give it. Dear one, you were part of this evolution. You were one of those beautiful beings, and it is in your soul record. And that is why you are fascinated. That is why you are close. That is why you defend. That is why you know that what others have said is misinformation, as you call it, is foul information, is not the truth, as you were one of these beautiful beings. And we will also tell you that someone that loves you and is very close to you was also in that evolution and also in her soul record. And we do not wish to reveal who. We can't, actually. But she knows that she was one with you. And those that are called sirens, as man has made this up, are simply the part of this evolution that protects them from the evils that have befallen them in the past. These are amazing, beautiful beings that you are highly connected to. Namaste.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So the siren is the aspect that is protecting the mirror. Wow. Because I always had a fondness for sirens, even that, too. And I was like, nope. Okay, thank you. That is so helpful. I appreciate it.
And as you are the being, dear sister, that protects others, so you would relate to this.
Thank you.
Very good. Are there any further questions here?
If I may, sir.
Is it in form of a question?
Yes, it is.
Very good, yes.
I first wish to acknowledge Archangel Michael for coming in with that powerful, powerful speech that he gave us, that invocate or in transmission that he brought in for us all. I was coming out of my seat. I was swinging my arms around with my sword up. You know, he had me going. So I was feeling it all, just very powerful, very grateful. And I hope everybody else was. I think so. But I just wanted to acknowledge him for that. And I will wield his sword to all the people of this world. I never thought of that. The wield it of truth. And I will start doing that from now on. And my question is, and thank you, beloved Archangel Michael. My question is, about 3 nights ago, I had an experience as I was waking up again. You know, I see things in my third eye sometimes as I'm waking up. And because you're between that, you know, sleep and unconscious and consciousness. And so this, what I saw, almost looked like a sun. It looked like a sunburst, you know, with rays extending out, and they weren't all connected. The rays were not connected, but I could see that there was track of it going out as rays. And then a center of it kept coming in and out of my vision. I didn't want to lose it, so I just stayed calm and just let it do what it was doing, and trying not to give too much attention to it, but trying to figure out, what is this? You know, and in my understanding, it almost felt like it was a stargate. And I've seen stargates before in my third eye, and they were different. They're almost like a mechanical thing, you know, moving around in a circle. This was a starburst. So I just wanted to see if you see what this may have been.
We'll ask you your question. Did you feel this during the meditation with Archangel Michael of the Second Sun?
Oh, you know, I was very grateful for that Second Sun speech. I was thinking of that, and yeah, you know what? I did. Did I see the Second Sun? I did say that in my thoughts. Wow. Okay. Thank you. Very good. And I didn't realize it because I was so excited what we just all had gone through, and it went back out of my mind. But thank you. Yes, right there. Thank you.
Very good. Shubhana, do you have?
We cannot add to this.
Very good. Yes. We will add here that this is just the beginning of this depiction of the second sun, the visualization of the second sun first, and then the actual perceiving of that second sun with your eyes, with your third eye wide open and your physical eyes getting the glimpses of it. This is coming. Would there be other questions here before we release
channel? Yes. It could that second sun possibly be sitting right next to the sun, and would it be blue?
We can tell you that it is a dimensional sun. It is not in your third dimension. It is in the higher dimension, and that is now beginning to, as you have a saying, bleeding through, we will say here.
Thank you.
You understand?
Yes.
We can share.
Yes, please do.
Dear brother, may we share?
Oh, yes. Please.
The idea that this being, this sun, is blue is a message for you, dear one. It is a message for you. The color is directly related to information that you require here. And this being will appear differently to many depending upon the information that it is sending, that it is transmitting to the being that sees it. The one that is the Joanna sees it as a mosaic, as a multicolored being with many dimensional colors infused upon itself. So it is dependent upon who is viewing it, and it is specific to that person which is viewing it. Namaste.
And we will add here that some will begin to see it as a somewhat of a shadow outline of the sun of your solar system, somewhat you might say behind it, but initially as a shadow outline, we will say. You will know what we are speaking about here, Jordan.
Thank you.
Would there be any other questions here? Nope.
I've seen in the past few months pictures and videos of two actual, looks like two, you know, yellow-white suns in the sky. And, you know, people with a little video camera and showing, you see here, I'm looking in this direction and here's the sun. And then they'll pan over and they'll see another sun. Or there'll be a couple of them close together. So, I don't know, they seem pretty authentic to me. And so I'm wondering what was going on there. Were they fabrications? Were they actually seeing something because they look real?
We would say that some of it is simply of those that are producing this, but others are actually beginning to receive or get those glimpses of, as we have been speaking of here.
Okay, so does that mean then...
We just add one more. Trust in yourselves, in your feeling as you look at these types of things and what you feel within you. And if it is not a feeling that comes over, or it is simply a, is this true or not true, then we would say that you can discount it at that point. It comes as a feeling within you.
Okay, and so, like, I know how, like, even technology, cameras and such can capture, like, electronic voice phenomenon or spirit. They can capture the energy essences of spirits and stuff in other dimensions with technology. So is that, like, could possibly that's what's happening here, is this video technology is seeing into another dimension that not necessarily people standing on the ground could see? Is that what's going on here?
We do not quite see your technology as being able to capture this quite at this point, but it is moving in that direction. More of your third eye is what will be needed here to be able to capture this. Shoshana, maybe
okay.
You have other...
We will just say, if we may share, dear sister.
Yes, thank you.
We will just say that there are many fabrications. There are many camera tricks that are being used to capture an audience. This is not to say that that is what you saw, but that is what is occurring on many levels here. Because for many of the beings here on the planet, it is just fun to do that. We will say that the only real truth that you will find about this actual being, this actual entity, this actual sun, is through your capturing this image in your own mind through your third eye, as the being that you are is the instrument that will capture this. Namaste.
Very good. We need to release channel here now. Shoshana, do you have any parting message here?
We only say that the truth is within you, not outside of you. Namaste.
Yes, and we echo Archangel Michael's message here earlier about the timeline that you have chosen, or rather you that you have created here. And just know that you are on that timeline and you are moving freely and fully along it at this point now. Not to fall back to the older timeline that had been